7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh. This is weird. Too weird. Again. What is that? Who dat up there?
Who's dat up there?
Okay, here we go. What was that? The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm outside. I'm down at the creek. For a couple of reasons. I am most assuredly getting better. What was that? What was that? Okay, we gotta move in here. I still have a pretty severe head cold. And it's messing me up. But we gotta go outside and do exciting things, don't we? Yes, we do. And I'm having another one of those days. Couldn't really sleep, woke up way too early. And then I started driving out of here. You know, I got up, I made tea and I ate breakfast and all that. And I thought, okay, we gotta go somewhere and do some stuff. I'm heading down into the valley. I see a red or orange golf ball in the ravine. That's gonna be difficult to get. Let's go down there and see what's happening in the creek. We're gonna duck under a spider web here because I forgot to grab a web stick. And let me tell you my little story here. So I was thinking about going somewhere, right? Obviously. Hello, Tobe Show. Oh. Okay, I'm down. Let's go look in the water. White golf balls, yellow golf ball that was here a couple days ago. I don't see any new golf balls except for maybe that one that's up there. I don't know. So I was driving out of my neighborhood, sort of heading in the vicinity or in the direction of Tranquility Park, or maybe Heflinger, who knows where I was thinking. I keep hearing things, but am I hearing things? Because as I was driving out, I was thinking, well, I do feel better, but my head still is weird. And, you know, I got the pressure on my eyes, and I've got my sunglasses on. And this is the weird part. Because my eyes are under so much pressure, oops, I broke a stick and something made a noise behind me. I must have spooked some kind of dude. I'm just trying to find a damn stick. Okay, long story short, I can't see quite right, correct? You know what I'm saying? Got the pressure on my eyes, changing the shape of my eyes. My focal range is different. Okay, and that's fine, because like right now, I can see great. But when I put my glasses on, and my sunglasses are prescription, so if I put my sunglasses on, that makes my vision weird. And it was all blurry and weird and, you know, nitro yellow in the water. There's somebody walking by on the sidewalk, 50 meters away, who's so loud that I can hear her from down here. She's talking to somebody on the phone. Ooh, fresh Mati tracks in the mud. Look, this Mati, he ran up to the golf ball to check it out. He said, is this food? No, it's not. And so, I'm sitting there trying to drive, and I can't quite focus my eyes quite right. And I noticed that my hearing was very bizarre. You know, my ears are stuffed up. It's just so bizarre, right? And so I'm thinking, yeah, no. I don't want to drive around anymore. I don't want to be operating a motor vehicle. So I turned right around. I came down here to the creek, which might be a better idea, if only because it's kind of windy today. The wind is picking up. It's going to rain. It is going to rain. It's been very humid. That's part of the problem. Part of the problem of me not sleeping last night. That's a pink ball up in the ravine. I don't want it. And so, I got weather problems. But if it cools down some more, and it should when it starts raining here in a couple of hours, then things will be a little bit better. There's just white golf balls hanging around. There's a Kirkland. Ugh, garbage. So I'm out looking for golf balls today, is that the deal? I don't know. I'm still all kind of just... Alright, I guess that's what we're doing today. Any golf balls up there that I want? I don't see anything. I don't see anything. Alright, let's step over the creek here. And look at this, we've got some... These are very fresh dog tracks. Yeah, who wants to bet these tracks were made by those dogs I just saw. As I was pulling up here to the creek and getting out of the car, there was a woman walking dogs. She had three, like, medium to large dogs. One was like a golden retriever. One looked like a brown or chocolate lab. I couldn't tell what the other dude was. But they were running around, zoom, zoom, zoom. And they were kind of down at the other end of the park. Oh. Okay, I'm ready to not have a head cold anymore. Because this is really starting to annoy me. I can't do anything. I can't get anything done. I can't do any synth because, well, it's gross, but I don't need to get any mucus any all over my synth stuff. Plus, my head is just weird. So I'm ready for this to be done with. And I know we're close. I'm really excited about it. Therefore, the plan right now is to start working my way downstream. Here's a much better stick than the one I have. So I'm dropping that stick. I'm taking the good stick, and I am throwing it 5 meters down into the creek bed, because this is the point where... Oh yeah. I need to jump down and start hopping on rocks. So we need to make about 4 or 5 steps here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then onto this mud bank. Pick up our stick. And we can go. I'm walking down the middle of the creek. On a beautiful, cool and breezy morning. It's about, maybe 18 degrees. It's very nice. There's a cool breeze blowing, upstream? I'm on the loam. It's very soft. Did it rain overnight? I don't think it did. It's too dry. Way too dry. I sort of thought it was going to rain yesterday, but I guess it didn't. They're a little bit more sure of rain today. Here in a couple hours. I don't know. Why did my neck just do that? Ow. Okay. I'm climbing up on the opposite bank. We are on our way towards the next golf ball finding zone. I'm trying to get excited about it. And I'm trying to think if there's anything that happened to me in the last 24 hours that was very interesting to tell you about. And the truth is, no. I've just been laying around. Being lazy. Jeez, and what is my problem now? Having that weird neck tension thing that I get sometimes. Why is this happening? Ow. Oh, all right, keep moving. Yeah, some bug just buzzed by my ear. I didn't see what it was. I just heard somebody hit a golf ball. Yeah, I think I am pretty close to the second tee. Because we're maneuvering into the first green miss zone. Okay, so there's my butterfly buddy. Been seeing those guys down here a lot. Okay, we got white golf ball under a yellow leaf. We're gonna leave it there. And we have a white golf ball amongst some bark. I'm poking it with my stick to see if it's anything. It's not anything. We haven't been down here in 2 or 3 days. Where's all the damn golf balls? Here's a white golf ball in the shrubbery. It's got magic marker on it. Somebody wrote on it. Why do people do that? What is the point of that? That's a little woodpecker. I see something orange. Wait, is this that half ball that we found a few days ago? No. It's actually an orange ball that's right next to a white ball. It's an orange Volvic number 3. Well, there's a white ball. Who's that guy talking to? We got woodpeckers. We don't need orange balls, but oh my god, I think there's 2 more down there. But since that's the only thing we're finding, except for this interesting fungus over here that has popped up in the last couple days on this stump. What is this? Hello, buddies. Flumpy, flumpy, flump. What are these mushrooms called? I can't remember. And in case you're wondering, no, I did not bring my camera because I forgot to charge it. I was getting ready to leave and I was grabbing my keys and I was grabbing my wallet and I grabbed the camera and then remembered, oh yeah, the battery's dead. I was supposed to charge it up. I didn't charge it up. Aren't I an idiot? Yeah. Okay. Investigating these other orange golf balls. Okay, yeah. This one here, under all these logs, this is the one that's been, this is a Titleist 00 orange that's been hit by a lawnmower. And I'm tired of looking at it and finding it and thinking, oh, it's a thing that I want. So I'm picking it up so I can throw it into the creek. But first I gotta go over here and check out what this is. Because we have another orange. Yep, and it is intact. It's dirty, but I guess we're putting it in the pocket. It's a Callaway number 3 orange matte finish. Chumba Wagumba. Hooray. Okay. So I'm looking around. I'm looking around for more golf balls. Do I want these? Do I want these orange golf balls? I don't think I do, do I? Why do I have them? I'm walking towards the log bridge. I'm at the log bridge. I'm looking back behind me in the low-angled sunlight that's now popping up over the horizon as the cloud kind of has moved. There's sun down here now. Shugwing! Things get lit up. Is that a ball in? Something just went whackety quackety quack over there. And that was either a deer jumping through the forest, which it wasn't. Not enough room. I'm dropping this ball into the creek. That was a ball in. Where was it, though? Let's cross the log. Am I dizzy? Do I feel weird? What's my head doing? Can I walk across the log today? Well, let's find out. First, I'm going to step off the log. Scrape any potential mud off my shoes. Because, yeah, there's some on here. And that makes things slippery. Don't want slippery. Want lots of good grip. I want grippery and frippery. I have begun my walk. All right. Ooh, did I just slip a little bit? I am about, yeah, now I'm halfway. I'm going to drop the golf ball onto the log. It's going to bounce into the water. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Thrilling. Now my nose is starting to go, but I'm jumping off the log on the other side of the creek, waving my web stick around, trying not to slide down the bank. And there's a golf ball right here. What is it? It's a white Titleist number 1. I'm going to poke it with my stick until it falls into the creek. That's what you get, boring white golf ball. And now I got bugs in my face. Hey, you bugs. All bugs, please not face getting into mine now. Okay. Good job. I I made it through the wilderness. Somehow, I made it through. I can't do it. You know, it has occurred to me. Is this cold moving down? Is my head cold moving into my chest and my lungs? I hope not. That would be bad. It doesn't feel like it is. All right. I was smart enough to pack Kleenexes with me today. Excuse me, I meant to say facial tissues. This is not a sponsored show. And despite American metonymy, I am not going to promote any products from any companies who aren't paying me huge sums of cash, or at least providing me with, you know, synth parts or tea. I know what's important in life. Let's not kid ourselves. All right, so I'm down here back on the original bank side of things, and we are basically at the end of the creek. This is where really bad tee shots from the first tee of the golf course land. And yeah, there is a white golf ball right down here. I can poke it. There's a dragonfly over there. Oh, he looks cool in the sun. So that's fun. Not seeing any golf balls that I'm interested in. I'm working my way down towards the culvert, down towards all the flotsam. I don't see any jetsam though. Plenty of flotsam. A moderate quantity of detritus, but no jetsam. Huh. I guess that can be expected. All right. Do we got anything? Is there anything? I don't think there's anything else to do. Ugh. And there's some fresh people tracks over there in that mud. Those aren't my shoe prints. Somebody's been down here looking for golf balls. It's not me. Me, I'm just playing the foosball.
You playing the foosball behind my back. The only reason I'm doing this so I can go to school. School? You're going to school? I'm sorry, Mama. I wanted to tell you. You off gallivanting with your fancy foosball friends at school? Well, I'm sitting here all day with nobody to keep me company except Steve. Reminds me of Lulu. The chickens are coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher. Well, guess what? You reap the fruit of your selfish ways. You're gonna lose all your fancy foosball games. And you're gonna fail your big exam. Cause school is
the devil.
Ah. Are there things that make you angry? Do you have ways of showing you're angry? Ways that don't hurt you or anybody else? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop any time. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. And that is important. You know it's important, don't you?
Yeah, I know it's important, Uncle Arnie. Right, so I'm back here at the Awa Odori Festival. Just kind of sitting here, trying to chill. I just realized that the most important thing for me to do today is to go back to sleep. Here in about 5 minutes. Yeah. I'm starting to feel kind of weird. So I'm thinking that if I just take a nice restorative nap. This is how I've been sleeping the last couple days anyway. You know, I go to bed at about 2:30 or 3 a.m. and I sleep for about 3 to 4 hours. I actually slept pretty good today. I slept about 4 hours. And then I get up and do stuff, and then I, go back to sleep for another 2 hours. Oh, God, what was it? A couple days ago, Tuesday? I think I slept for 3 hours. I got up way too early. Ugh. I think that was the day I almost missed Dubious Goals Committee. I woke up at like 15 or 20 minutes before the show started. Kind of have that weird headache too. All this noise isn't helping. Actually, this is fine. This doesn't bother me at all. Because this just kind of also makes me hungry. Should I eat before I sleep? Or should I just take a nap? No, I should eat. I do need to eat, so that's the plan. I'll eat. That will make me hungry. Yeah. And then I'll take a nap. I mean, I'll eat and that'll make me tired. I can't even think. I can't even freaking think today.
これが Japanese Kabedon.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers.
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper!
Let's get to the chopper!
Look at it, guys!
Get to the chopper!
All right!
Really want to see?
Let's get to the chopper!
They're okay. Don't worry. Everything is under control. No.
Monsters!
What are you doing with this?
Yeah, no, I've kind of lost the plot here. It's not a tumor. It's the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC every damn day. My name's Tobe. I'm going back to sleep.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Boop 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 bo
Oh,